think it was a very positive meeting. And although we didn't get what we hoped for, the Taoiseach assured us that once current proceedings in Northern Ireland is over, within a month, he will give us the government's views and what they feel is the way forward on the Bridger report, which is the report that we gave them. We also asked for them to look at the Nally report carried out by the Irish government into alleged intelligence failings by the Garda. We believed that that was a very flawed report, and indeed at the time Enda Kenny was in opposition and he heavily criticised the report, as did the Labour leader Pat Rabbit. It was a very good and helpful meeting. It lasted 2.5 hours, and we urged the government to look at all the intelligence and evidence that they held in connection with OMA to see if there's any way that anything they've got could possibly assist the PSNI in bringing any future prosecutions.
Did Mr. Kenny or Justice Minister Francis Fitzgerald give any indication that they would, in the longer term, support your call for a full cross-border public inquiry?
I think the word public inquiry was a difficult word for the government. What he did say is that he was committed to helping the families to get the truth about what happened in connection with the OMA bomb. They know that we will be back in Dublin and we will be demanding answers. This story didn't end yesterday evening, and I think they're more aware of the commitment that we have to getting the truth about OMA.